आ रही है डकार।
हेलो, मैं हूँ गीतांजलि। विद दिस वी आर ऑन द 10th एपिसोड ऑफ माय फूड पॉडकास्ट डकार। लेट्स सेलिब्रेट इट विद अ ग्लास ऑफ आम पन्ना। Well, considering that I might just melt any moment in this heat, that's the best way to celebrate, really. Also, क्योंकि जो लोग गर्मियों में रात को ढाबे पर chilled beer मारने का plan बनाया करते थे, Supreme Court ने ना सिर्फ उनके plan पर सोडा डाल दिया है, बल्कि around 500 eateries and permit rooms in Mumbai alone have suffered huge losses with this ban from 1st April. पहले तो मुझे लगा this was a prank, but guess everything has its pros and cons. Where a lot of people have lost jobs, it's also difficult for these wine shop owners to relocate because housing societies don't give them the permit and highways are no more my ways. So ab kare to kya kare, par aap chinta na karo, there are many new apps with home delivery options for your rescue. तो अपने कूलर की पट्टियां अपनी तरफ घुमाइए और जरा ध्यान यहां लगाइए, बिकॉज एज आई टोल्ड यू, दिस विल बी अ पार्ट टू एपिसोड विद आवर फेवरेट गेस्ट रॉकी मोहन, हु वाज इन मुंबई लास्ट मंथ टू लॉन्च गोरमे पासपोर्ट। इट्स क्वाइट अ बज़ बाय द वे इन द फूड इंडस्ट्री, एंड कोइंसिडेंटली इज ऑल्सो सेलिब्रेटिंग इट्स फर्स्ट बर्थडे टुडे। यस, exactly an year ago, Gourmet Passport was launched with a listing of mere 80 restaurants, and in just 1 year they have converted and already have crossed 50,000 diners. Wow. So let's figure out more on this from the man himself.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Hey Rocky, welcome back on the show. We have been hearing about your 40 years of culinary journey. What do you think has refashioned?
I think culinary journey of every country, every nation develops over a period of time because of the exposure of the consumer. The consumer travels more. So go back 40, 50 years, my parents probably never traveled as frequently as probably I do. So the travel exposure, and I'm not talking internationally, I even mean domestically, to travel within the country itself gives you a huge amount of exposure. And that's what actually brings foods together. That is why even in cuisine matters, there's a lot of influence of southern Indian foods in the Mughlai cuisine. So I think it's something to do with travel, and I see the future to continue to be like that.
You know, this may seem like comparing apples to oranges, but since you have two very active Facebook groups, the Delhi Gourmet Group and the Mumbai Gourmet Group, and since Delhi and Mumbai people tend to compare a lot when it comes to transport, fashion, culture, and literally everything, what do you think about the food part of it, since you are well versed with both sides of the story?
You know, I can't take sides between Bombay and Delhi. I think both are great cities. Though at this point of time, I do see that Delhi is getting focused in certain areas. But then that's a natural thing. Bombay's had a very great run for the first 45 years of our independence. Last 10, 20 years, Delhi has had the focus. But it's cyclical. It's not going to really become one against the other. I prefer eating in Delhi. The choice is more varied. Bombay, unfortunately, people dissuade you from traveling. Your local friends tell you, oh, no, don't want to come from the suburbs and go here, there and the other. In Delhi, we travel up to an hour to go and dine. And we're quite happy doing it. Really, for me, yesterday, you would not believe, I personally drove from BKC to Dadar, to Pavai, back to BKC, and then to Pali Hill. So in one day I did that. I didn't find it too difficult.
You know, Rocky, you've always known to be very traditional and particular when it comes to cuisines and their ingredients. Does fusion food fascinate your taste buds?
See, fusion is an expression of a chef and his exposure. I personally think fusion kept within limits is a good idea. But when it gets out of hand, where it has got out of hand at a few places, the entrepreneur will suffer at the hands of his product. Fusion for the sake of it, not worth it.
We've been lately seeing a lot of buzz about Gourmet Passport. Tell us more about that.
See, the Gourmet Passport basically was created to bring diners back to the restaurant. The restaurant's business has been affected because of cost of real estate, cost of just keep running themselves, becoming a very difficult task. There's not that much money running after restaurants nowadays. So I personally felt that there was here an opportunity where I could connect the consumer directly to the restaurant with a very simple offer of buy one, get one free. So whether you're offering a buffet or you're doing a main course, you buy one, you get one free. And we create that necessary footfall at no cost to the restaurant. So we charge the consumer, not the restaurant. So it's a no-brainer both ways, because the consumer gets a certain number of coupons, which they can use for a whole year, and the restaurant gets footfall. And the footfall means that once the person has walked in, you can sell anything to him. So that's the whole idea of the Gourmet Passport.
Is it restricted to Delhi and Bombay?
Oh, no, certainly not. We've already started signing up for Bangalore, signing up for Chennai, Goa, Pune. I'm quite hopeful that within the next 4 or 5 months, we should be national.
Lately, a huge UN cry and debates have happened regarding service charge in restaurants. Whom do you favor?
Be benevolent in what you do. Poor kid who's working and serving at your table, if he's done a good job, give him a good service tip. I would even go ahead and pay more than what's been mentioned on the bill. In New York, it's considered to be correct to pay up to about 20-25% as a service charge, because you're happy and you know that that kid is working very hard and trying to make two ends meet. Same is the case here. Why grudge him? And we all keep saying for a fact that every time you have a situation like that, you have owners saying that, listen, we are charging this money because we have to pay for wastages, we have to do a numerous number of things in the restaurant, hence the service charge. I personally think that should not be the reason. The reason is the money should go to the individual concerned and the team.
This might have been the most cliche question, but very crucial, that food bloggers have been mushrooming. How should we take this trend?
So I think I'm a very firm believer that they'll all fall by the wayside. If you don't know your craft, you won't hang around. Writing about food is a craft. Understanding food is a bigger craft. And I think it's a combination of the two together which work. I was telling somebody yesterday only that now food industry should actually work on the idea of when they bring a blogger in, interview the blogger before you allow them to write and find out if that blogger is even worth talking to. So I think it's going to have its own fallouts. It happens in every industry. People jump onto a bandwagon. Everybody becomes a photographer. Everybody becomes an Instagrammer. Everybody becomes something else because the access is very easy. But I think in a period of time, you'll see it'll all even off. And the real players will hang around. And your own interest as a blogger will also fall. Because when you cannot monetize it and money does not come in, you lose interest in the project. It's bound to happen. I mean, you can't live your life on a free meal only.
Rocky Mohan's top places to eat.
I go and dine at a number of places. But what gives me the urge to go back are very few. Well, I'd say Indian accent, lead the way. Very fond of Bukhara, great fan of Dampukt, my home. That's about it, I think.
From an entrepreneur to author to chef to a food enthusiast, which role you think suits you the best?
So now that I'm semi-retired, I like to chase my dreams. But at the end of the day, I'm basically an F&B man. So it's food and beverage.
Thank you so much, Rocky. We wish you all the very best with the Gourmet Passport, which indeed will be a storm in the restaurant scenes across India.
Thanks very much, Gitanjali.
And rest of you, I shall see you guys next week. Till then, follow, share, like and rate my food podcast channel, Dakar, on Audioboom, SoundCloud and also available on iTunes. My Instagram handle, as you all know, is Dakar123.